have shtei misos basin. Some is liable to two deaths in basin. Yidam chamura. Avar avei, it gets more severe. Avar avei shish po shtei misos. If two misos involved, yidam chamura, he gets the more severe one. Rabbi Yosef, yidam b'zikur rishon shebo'os alav. He doesn't get the most severe. He gets the first one which he came liable to. Okay, the Gemara is going to give him samples. Mishalok of Hashanah is somebody who committed an aveir for Chachai Malchus and he did it over again. So basin koitzimus will keep a basin after zero. It sounds like the second time. Parshas is that's the third time. Like Pei Moshe brings down, but the Yerushalmi doesn't discuss the case at all. Koitzimusol the basin koitzimusol keep. They put him into the a pit. Malchinos osorim and they give him barley atchukris and nivkas until his stomach bursts. Already this on a fashion, Shaloba ate him. Somebody who kills without any witnesses present. Also cuts him out to the kippah. You put him into this little dome. Machinos alechem tar mayim lachat. You give him bread and water until then gradually his stomach will burst. Okay? Afterwards they give him the barley. So the ratio on the sefer complement each other. First came to constrict the stomach, then you want to eat, and the stomach will burst. Talmud Tanina, we looked over there, it's in Bavel, okay? It's the Shaita is all changed to Minon, but it means the same thing. It means in Bavel. They said, Tan Rabbi Yisrael, Yidam Zika Rishon Shabbosalav, you get the first relationship, so to speak, the first death penalty which befalls you. Kate said, how so? Chamos of Nazi Seishas Ish. If you had relations with a woman who was initially a mother-in-law, now she's an Eishas Ish to boot. So obviously the first penalty here is that a mother-in-law, Rezu Bisrefa. So you get burned for that. That's a case where it's the more severe one. But even Eishas Ish Chargam, that's Chamos, first she was a mother, Eishas Ish. And only later she became your mother-in-law, then you get chaniko, you get the lighter penalty, which is Eishas Ish, because that was the first prohibition which you faced vis-a-vis her. Even though it's a lighter one, the later one does not come and take over it. Baal Chamoso, if he had relations with his mother-in-law, Vehedolah, and she is now Chamoso Vikaloso, she is now both his mother-in-law and his daughter-in-law. Now, as I work, this is a case where your son married your mother-in-law, okay? She was already a mother-in-law. Your son, who was probably son by a different wife, married your mother-in-law. And then you have relations with this woman. Okay? So now, the question here is actually, although the Gemara is very cryptic about it, the Shaita Tisol explains the question. The question is now, albeit Rabbi Yochan normally holds, Rabbi Yossi normally holds to go by the first miso which devolved. And here the first miso which devolved was that for mother-in-law, which is Srefa. But now, simultaneously, she became your daughter-in-law and an Eishas Ish. Because obviously before she was an unencumbered mother-in-law, she was divorced or widowed, and now she became an HSE simultaneously with becoming also your daughter-in-law. And her daughter-in-law, the penalty is more severe, it's skila. So the question is, even though Rabbi Yossi normally holds, you don't give him the second penalty, whatever the first penalty was, sticks, and the second one doesn't fall on, but maybe this is like an Iser Moisif, because here she became at the same time an HSE and a Kalosso, so maybe here, that's like a Pesach for the second for the penalty of skila to get involved. The Mara is not going to answer this. The takes out the next three lines, which actually are the replication at the beginning of the parak daft mem dalet, so really shouldn't be here. Chamosa v'kaloso. So to skipping three lines down. Chamosa v'kaloso ka'achas. What if it is a similar case, but not quite the same thing, actually. It's different than that. It's two different questions. Tomorrow we'll explain momentarily. A woman became your mother-in-law and your daughter-in-law simultaneously. How did that happen? So it's not... the case is that he and his son made a... made shluchim to be mekashem two women. And these two women were... Dina, let's say, and Leah, her mother. Okay, only the father married Dina, and the son married Leah. So therefore, now the son, Leah was married to the son, is in essence both the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law of the father, because it's his wife's mother and it's his son's wife. So it's his son's wife, and this happened in Bas Achas. Because there was a one shliach who was mekadesh both of them, and they have one shliach also as a milah who accept the kiddushin for them. So the question is, what Rabbi Yossi holds, that you don't give the more severe penalty when it comes subsequent to the less severe penalty. What happens over here where it's simultaneous? Do we give the less severe penalty or we give the more severe penalty? So the first question was like an Isser Mosif question, and this is a Bas Achas question. Okay? That's the one, then the more reiterates that. Mama Chamoska also Kachs Mama Rabbi Yossi, and the Chomer, so the Shait, actually Gilly Ephraim changes the next line. Instead of Chomer Kali, it says Chomer Bekoilo. I called it Isser Moisi before. It's really Isser Koilo. Ma'am Rabbi Yossi, and Isser, which is more inclusive, was Rabbi Yossi say there's a work even subsequently, which becomes Eishes Ish and a daughter-in-law subsequent to becoming a your mother-in-law. Shneisim Ka'achas, and the second question is when it happens to Vasachas. Also, Ma Omar Rabbi Yossi, what did Rabbi Yossi say? These are two questions. Armin, they said, Kamat Ishtalos Rabbi Yossi, just like we asked the question called Rabbi Yossi, Kach Ishtalos Rabbi Shmuel, can I say a question called Rabbi Shmuel? The Tayashem Rabbi Shmuel, the same name Rabbi Shmuel, this is in the Bavli as well. This Alma Lov and this Garsha, a woman became first Namana, then she became a divorcee. This Chala, then she had relations with somebody who made her a Cholo. Then she was Mizana. And now Chakach Bola, and then a Kohen had relations with her. After so she became everything which is forbidden this week's Parsha. Right? She went through the whole gamut. So the Pnei Moshe here and everybody changes gears instead of saying Eino Chayav Al Achas, it should be Chayav Al Kol Achas V'Achas. He's like, because each and every one, as the Pnei Moshe explains, is an Isser Moisif or Isser Koil on the previous one. Each one is more inclusive. Okay? Grucho is more inclusive than Amona because they're asked to call in Hedios, plus Amona is only calling Goro. Nischa makes her also teach Truma. Zina is because the shame's nus applies even by a Yisraeli who's Mizana, albeit that nus is nus, whereas in Asian Siege, and this is nus even with apostle. But aim at the shame's nus is more extensive, so therefore, in that case, he gets Malchus each and every lap. Zina's from Yischal, however, if he didn't, she didn't reverse order. First she was Zina, then she was in Yischal, and then she was divorced, and then she became a widow. Should be here in Achas. So one Isser. Why? Because in this case, Lemaisa, each one is not an Isser Koil, it's reversed, it's diminishing Yisurim. Now, in this Amal of Yisgarshokachas, according to Rabbi Shmuel, and according to the Gilead Ephraim, according to most unfortunate, this question is a conventional question, a similar question to what he asked before Rabbi Yossi. What if she became a widow and divorcee simultaneously? The problem is, as the Gilead Ephraim says, today Moshe's case is even more difficult, but the Gilead Ephraim's case of making a woman now monogrusha at the same time is very difficult. It's probably about a case, you know, like one guy married her partially, another guy married her partially, they both died at the same... What?
When the
worst one died, but it's very difficult. So therefore, the Gilead Ephraim so just changes the gear. So he says that it should be according to Rabbi Shmuel, who asked the same question he asked before. Hsh v'nasis chamoso ma omar bo Rabbi Shmuel. What does Rabbi Shmuel say? The same as he had before. Woman who's an hsh, her name she became your mother-in-law. So the, what happens over there? Okay, does that and then he puts in afterwards zinus v'nischala ka'achas, if she was mizane with a man and that made her chol at the same time, such as where a kohen chol had relations with his sister and that's nus and at the same time chalolus, what about that case? So he will learn that he tries to make the cases parallel to the previous cases in Rabbi Yossi, which makes sense as we'll see in the next line. There should be two questions similar to Rabbi Yossi. One about an Isser Koilel, and the other about an Isser Basachas. As the Gemara says, turning the page, Mama Rabbi Shmuel, Choymer Bekoilel, right, the same thing we said before. We're adding on a Koilel, right, Mama Rabbi Shmuel, what does Rabbi Shmuel say? And that's again according to Shai Teretzol's Girsa, that she became, she was Nashis, and then she became Chamoisoi, right, what does Rabbi Shmuel hold about that? And then, Shnei Yisrim Ka'achas, if you do two Yisrim simultaneously, in this Chalo and Zinsa together, Ma'ar Risho, what does Rabbi Shmuel say? Lemai said there's no answer. Rabbi Yisrim Amar, Yocho Lekabal Asra, I skip. Rav Amar, this is actually going back on their Mishnah. One second. Hello? Okay, getting back to our Mishnah. Rava Marbim Fanim Edovim Masi. So this story about a case where somebody kills our Edim. How do you know he killed then? Right? Manav Shach. If they're Edim, you know he killed. If they're no Edim, you don't know he killed. So how are you going to put him into the keeper? So it says, Fanim Edov, it means that the Edim are standing in different directions. Or as the Korban Pnei Moshe puts it, in different corners. And it seems it's also the Bible. It's called what's called Edus Miuchedus. The Edim didn't see each other. And therefore, they can't be counted together in order to testify as a kat. Another place where we weren't able to give masra ahead of time. So therefore, we weren't able to give masra ahead of time. So therefore, in that case, we know he killed Bemezid, so we put him in the kippah. Okay? It's like Shimon Chetach's famous case where he saw somebody running into a house and the knife was dripping with blood. So a snake came and killed him. So here we do it in the kippah. Okay, a goyim is the katzva. Somebody who steals a keli in the Beis HaMikdash. If I'm a cow, because of somebody who curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not with the Shem Hashem, which is the chiva megadifin Torah, but rather he curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu through magic. If I bow ram in some installations with a shiksa, kanoim poking bow, just zealous people come immediately. Kohen Shishimesh Betumba, a Kohen who served Tommy the Beis HaMikdash, ain't a chava koni bevino, so the Beis HaMikdash didn't bring it to court. Elam Pirche Kuna Motzimasel Chutz Azor, rather the young guns of the Kuna, they take him outside the Azor, and Bafatis Mocha Bekusin, and they break open his head with blocks of wood. Zashi Shimish Mitash, Azor is for the Mitzvah, Shakima Rechenek, it's a capital crime. Chomin Deshmein Chomin say, no, God kills him, we don't have any jurisdiction over him. Kaswa is a kista. To a certain type of kid in the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kli Mishal Beis HaMikdash, it seems that he's not arguing, he's just giving the expanded definition. Like it says, Ves Kusos HaNosech, some of the tools used for libations in the Beis HaMikdash. Amakala Kesel called Ilin Naftoi, a certain nation called the Naftoi, the Mekalin, they curse in the following fashion, Lekanyach Kainach Kanavach. And this is some sort of incantation which has to do with Meir that a Kosh Baruch Hu should Chas V'Shalom be cursed through this Avodah Zarah. Okay, it's... Yeah, okay. So Avodah Aramis, some of you congratulations with a Shiksa, Tanya Mishmol Zeshu Nosei Nochris, a person who marries a Shiksa, a Moil Abonim and has children, Ma'amid Oifim Menel Mokom, they'll turn into anti-Semites. They'll be anti-Jewish. Ksiv. Now, here's a very interesting one, actually. You know, the Ishbitzer, I didn't actually look at it this evening, but the Ishbitzer is famous for having only lukewarm endorsement of Pinchas. But he's kind of on Zimri's side. It's one of his infamous passages. You see here, actually, that the Yushami really can serve as a basis of that. It says here, Ksiva Yar Pinchas ben Eloz ben Aron HaKohen. Pinchas son of Eloz son of Aron HaKohen saw Mago, what do you see? He saw the Maisa of Yisrael, and remember the Locha. Ha'boyel Agramis Kanoim Pogim Osam Yisrael Shiksa, the Kanoim, they go and they smite him. So, Tani, we learned Shalom Baratzon Chachomim. It was without Chachomim's consent. Okay, it's not like the Medrash says that he asked Moshe Rabbeinu beforehand, right? Says the Gemara, V'akapinach Shalom Baratzon Chachomim. Is that true? Yeah. They would have put him in the chayim. Unless the Ruach HaKadosh had jumped up from him and said, okay? Very interesting, really. It's much more ambiguous. No, not an endorsement to Pinchas at all, really, this Yerushalmi. Okay? Now, came back to our Mishnah. The Machlokes said in the end of Mishnah whether Azor Shishim Shemikdash is Chayim Misa or B'dei Shemayim Misa B'dei Odom. My time it should be the Rabbanan. What's the logic of Rabbanan or Chachomim? Nemar Khan, most you must, it says here that a person who serves in the Beis HaMikdash should die. The Nemar La'alon, it says, Kol Kareva, Kareva Mishkan Hashem Yomus. Anybody who comes close to the Mishkan of Hashem will die. Okay? Which sounds like then there it's B'dei Shemayim. But so here too, we assume that the Yumas is Bidei Shamayim. Okay? My time in the Rabbi Akiva, what about Rabbi Akiva? Nemar Kamos Yumas, it says here they die. But then Melon, it says, Vazor Krev Yumas. Okay? Vazor Krev Yumas means he's put to death for coming close to the Beis HaMikdash. I forget where that pasuk is going on. I think it's. A Just, I don't know, it says, Azar Grape, you must, I guess, is somebody who goes into the Kodesh, because it's talking about somebody goes, Mi Beis LaParochas. So I guess there's a death penalty on that. Something to that effect. So Azar Grape, you must, Mutav Shiyamad, you must, Mi Yumas, Vayamad, you must, Mi Yamus. And he'd rather learn you must from you must rather than you must from your moose, which is the previous one, is that was mitzvah b'deishamayim. This somehow we know, I don't know exactly how it's mitzvah b'deyodam, so he learns from this one and not from the other one. Okay. Says more further. Says the Mishnah. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chayu Kol Am Habo. All Israel has a portion of the world to come. Who doesn't? Somebody says no tchias amazim in the Torah. Vein Torah Mishnah Torah is not from the heavens, but bikoiris. What's all these things will be explained in the Gemara. Rekiyomer Avakar B'sfar. Say somebody reads the external books. Valoche Shalamako. Somebody who whispers incantations on a sukkim. Actually, it should be on a wound. Vayimit says Kol Machlo Shirasadi Mitzrayim Lo Sim Alech Kini Hashem Rofel. He says that on a wound. Avishol Mer Afoega Sos Hashem Lo Si Yosef. Somebody pronounces the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Yud Kei Vav Kei explicitly. Hosif Olem, all these things the Gemara is going to discuss. Hosif Olem, they added to these Saporek, all somebody who reshucks the yoke of heaven. Vameifer Bris, somebody who denigrates the covenant. Vamegal Aponim B'Torah, and somebody who was brazen against the Torah. Ein Lehem Chelek Olam, but they have no portion of the world to come. Who are those people? Haporek, all somebody who takes off the yoke. Shu Oimer, who says Yesh Torah, there is a Torah of any soif, no, but I don't give it any chashivas. I don't afford any significance. Or another version in the Pnei Moshe is that I don't intend to tolerate it, even though it's a Torah. I'm not going to keep it. Hamefer Bris Zeshu Moshe Chorlo, somebody who makes himself an orla even after it's been cut off. I'm God upon the Torah. Zeshomer, somebody who says, Lonita need a term in the Shemayim, the Torah is not given from the heavens. Says more, Tani, Velokom, sorry, that's the more. Velokom, Nitsa, Omer, ain't term in the Shemayim, they're ready to say, Mishnah. Somebody who says, Torah didn't come from the heavens, so why do you have to have another time repeating, Megal, Pani, Matura? So Tani, Rabbi Chanina, and the son who say, the humble one said, "Kun Raimon for Raimon is Eshu Eivra Divrei Torah for Eshu." Magal Pani Torah is somebody who brazenly transgresses Torah in public. Kun Yoyakim Ben Yoshua Melch Yuda, such as King Yoyakim v'Chaverav and his buddies. Now the next portion we have to we're going to cut and paste down below. So let's skip 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines. Okay, where it says Rubos Chuyos. A person is mostly schuyos, miyuta averos, and minority averos, nifroi mimenu. Miyuta averos, kalashish biyoda, we take from him the small amount of averos that she has in his hands, but lamazeh, we take rejection of world to this world. Kedeshitin lo schorim, because the shalim are going to give him complete reward, lost his love in the world to come. Ruba averos, a person on the other hand, is mostly averos, miyuta schuyos, and only minority merits. Noisom schar mitzvos, we give the light amount of schar which he has in this world in order to fully take retribution for him in the world to come. Lost his level. Now, in the Karmine throws in, it's based on the parallel Gemara and Peah, Avla Porikol Vamefer Bris, somebody who's Porikol and tries to remove his Bris Milo, Vamgah Poyim Matoran, his brains against the Torah. Avla Pishiesh, Beyodah, Maisim Toivim, even though he's got good deeds, Nifroim and Olam Azor, they take retribution in this world, but Karen Kamis Olam Abo, and he has retribution also in the world to come. So the most severe Averis, they're transcend the limits of the world, so you get punished for them no matter when. Now let's go back to the what we skipped before. I avoid a Zara or Akum, Begilia Arias, and I assume Shmuel's dumb as well, though, it's not mentioned here. Rabbi Yen, Rabbi Yossi, Chadam, Rabbi Kalas, once said it's one of the lighter form of errors, and therefore, you can punish it either Elam Azeh or Elam Abba, but not both. The Chadam, on the other side, Chamuros, it's one of the severe errors. Therefore, just like the Porek, Ol, etc., you're punished in this world and the world to come. Says Marmana Ke Waita, but Imbo so shows the Chuva, if the guy read the Chuva, and the Kodavra made a Chuva, nothing stands before Bali Chuva. They didn't do tshuva, mace be kares, and they died in the state of kares. So then, do we have the question? Do they actually receive comeuppance in this world, or is everything in the world to come, etc., etc.? Okay? So, as more vital, where we got up to before, Ruba is a person mostly merits, Yorishkeh Gan Eden. He acquires Gan Eden, Ruaver supposes mostly demerits, then Yorish Gehenna, he acquires Gehenna. Hoy Muyan, if he's in balance, or Meres Achina, no say a bonus inksi. What? In balance. 50-50, yeah. Like Me'uzan in Hebrew. Harmala Meres Achina, no say a bonus inksi, Ksiv Khan. It doesn't say Hashem bears sins, Elanosi Ovani bears a sin. Kodesh Baruch Hu Chaytiv Shtar Echo Min Averos. Kodesh Baruch Hu takes one of the documents on the side which contains Averos, Ve As Chuyos Makrios, and the merits of Trump.
I don't know
that
Russian name,
it's
interesting.
The what? I don't know if it's, I'm not sure, I think it is. I think it is elsewhere. Okay? Because I don't think, I think I've seen it before today. You have kindness. You pay each person like his deed. Not literally his deeds, because they might be 50-50. Like his deeds means they make you tilted the schus. If he doesn't have, you give him the schus from your own stockpile. He died to Rabbi Lezer. Then that's what Rabbi Lezer said. The Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, Rav Chesed, Matek Rabbi Chesed. He's very bountiful in his mercy. He inclines towards mercy. Rabbi or kindness. Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak. Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak has a question. Tzedakah Tatzer Tam. I got a question on a Kosh Baruch Hu's biases here. It says Tzedakah will preserve a Tam Derek person's innocent ways. Verisha Tesayv Chatos. Evil will distort sinners or sins. Chato and Tirof Rio. Similarly, it says that the sinners will be pursued by their evil. That Tzadik Shalim Tov, but the Tzadikim he will pay back good. Similarly, it says even the late to scoffers, we all eat Hashem will scoff. We are loving to modest ones, eat and Chen will give grace. Rabbi Chassid of Yishmar. Similarly, it says that the walkings of his Chassidim he will preserve. We are showing Machoshi in the moon, we are showing be silent in the dark. They will merit, they will inherit the honor of Chachamim. That's the good guys. Uxilim Marin Cologne, the fools you lift up in degradation. Says Gemara, after quoting all this Sukkim, Besiga and Saiga, those who are fenced in, we fence some more. Betria and Taran, those who are open, their gates are open, we open some more. It sounds like the Tzadikim get extra Shmira. And the Rishonim get extra temptation. So that's not fair. Right? That's stacking the deck, right? So says the Gemara, Vikini, is it indeed like that? I'm sorry, the more way the Pnei Moshe is, Vikini, yeah, it's talking like that. Saigin, Saigo, Saigo, the Tiring Trio, it's talking like that. Ah, you had a problem that's favoritism and discrimination. Elakini, this is rather the way it is. Rabbi Yisrael Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Shomer Adam Esatzol Min Avera Par Mishon Yerushin Yerushlishes. Person watches himself and preserves himself from sinning 1, 2, 3 times. Mikan Ve'ech Kodesh Baruch Hu Mishamrov. There I need a Kodesh Baruch Hu watches him. My time of why? What passage says? Henkel Yifal Kel Par Mim Shloshim Gever. Hashem will act with the person 3 times, but after the 3rd time, Hashem protects him. Okay, as long as it doesn't go back. In other words, it's not foolproof. My time, or Pasti says that, it says, Vachut Amshulish, the threefold string, it will never break, and lo be meri inatzek. It won't break quickly. But, in itrachta lot, if you apply pressure, you're not going to go to McDonald's, then it'll break humafsik. Hashem doesn't forget anything. Give Yochel, so to speak, for the Jews, not so shock when he becomes a forgetful. My time where Pasuk teaches this, no se oven. It says no se oven. So no succeed. It's in the past tense written. So it means the Kosh Baruch Hu forgets the Averus. Okay, David Omer, so to David says, Nasas Avona Mechel, you bore the sin of your people. Chisisa Kol Chatosim, you covered all their sins. Selah forever. Okay? Shal Ramasim Nechorosh, a very famous Gemara. Ramasim Nechorosh asked this for Blazim and Azari B'Yeshiva. He asked them in the Yeshiva together. Amalo, he said, Shamata Arba Chilukei Kapara, Shrevi Shmuel Dereshi, you hear the three gradations of Kapara, the Rabbi Shmuel Sadashin. Amalo, he said, I heard them, but they're only Shloshahim. Chutzina Tshuva. The three gradations besides Tshuva, which is necessary in every level. Kasav Echraim, one Pasuk says, Shuv, Barim, Shuv, Mir, Parim, Shuv, Asrechem. Return, wayward children, I'll be healed from your coming back. The Kasav Echraim, another Pasuk says, Kibayem, Zay, Chaper, Lechem, Taras, Chem, Gomer. It's another Pasuk says, it's not just enough to do Tshuva, you need that day of Kapor of Yom Kippur. The Kasav Echraim, the other says, Uba, Kadati, Beshevet, Pishom. I'm going to visit upon them with the rod their sins, and with afflictions their averos. Because of Echorim and the other pasuk says, "Yichuper avonam zeh lechem atmosun." It's not yisur, we're not good enough. We need death. So, okay, so that's the work. However, mitzvah says, "Somebody just transgresses a positive commandment, shav me, and he does tshuva miyad immediately." Anosai Zekomi doesn't leave the place even where he did that vera. Hachim Chol Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem turns around and forgives him. V'olav Omer concerning him it says, Shuvu Barim Shovim, Ever Shuvu Sechem, all you have to do is Tshuva. Hoi Rabbi says, Lo Sasei, if somebody ready to transgress a Lo Sasei, Hachuva Toilo Tshuva leaves and dangling. V'yom Kippur Mechaper, he needs some Kippur in order to complete the process. V'olav Omer concerning him it says, Ki V'yom Zei Chaper Aleichem. On this day it will atone for him. However, our Chrisus Samisa's based in Bemazin, if somebody transgresses or something for Chachai of Koretz or misses Basin intentionally, HaTshuva Yom Kippur in Mechapin Mechza. There's still not enough Tshuva in Yom Kippur. Rather, Yisurin Mechapin Mechza. You need Yisurin afflictions in Mechapin the other half. The Lord of my concern is it says, Upa Kadati Yibashay and Bishop are going to visit upon them their rods. So that's the three Chilukei Kapora. Asay, Losa Asay, and the third one is Krisus and Mises based it. However, Rabbi Mishis Chalobo Shem Shamayim. Somebody was a Mechal Shem Shamayim and Koch B'Tshuva Litlos. Tshuva doesn't leave him dangling sufficiently. V'lo Yom Kippur and L'Chaper sufficiently. V'lo Yisrael Amayik and not the Yisrael completed. Elo HaTshuva Yom Kippur and L'Chaper. Tshuva Yom Kippur do a shlish, a third. Yisurin shlish and Yisurin another third, Umisa Mima Reka shlish, and death completes the other third. But love all my concern this person, it says, Imi Chupara Avonez Elachem Atamusum. Or if the sin will be atoned for you until you die, a reminder from this we deduce, Shemisa Mareka is that dying completes the process. Okay? Period. Amrei B'Yochel Yochel said, Zudivrei Rabbi Lozman Azari Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. Avadir Chomin, this is all that they're saying that that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, etc. But according to Chachomim, Soyer Mishtalech Mechaper, the goat with the rat goat which is kicked off the cliff, pushed off the cliff, he's Mechaper. Now the Pnei Moshe Gilu find both throw in here and makes it easier to understand the rest of the game. Ain't Soyer. If there is no goat, itzumo shayom mechaper, the very essence of the day is mechaper. Okay? Hayom mechaper. So, keitzaru mechaper. How does the day atone? Going to the gears of the Shnei Moshe Gilin Ephraim. How does the day atone? Going back to more Rabbi Zimar, koshu, each moment atones, in other words, it's not one lump sum atonement at the end of the day. Each moment of the day has a little bit of atonement wrapped into it. Okay? So, that's good?
No. So
Rabbi Chida says, actually, it's the end of the day of Yom Kippur when the Kapor occurs. It's not in the middle of the day, but rather at the end of the day. My Mavkavine, what's the difference between the two positions? Meis miyat, if the soil azazel dies immediately. Or if the person dies immediately, actually, sorry. Adaita Rabbi Zira Kvar, keep a good Rabbi Zira, ready to achieve some atonement, because Yom Kippur is mechaper gradually over the course of its ensuing day. Because he had to be alive at the end in order to achieve any kapara. This is me.
I'm just muttering, thinking about that. So you have to be alive if the kapara comes at the last moment.
Yeah. Yom Kippur is a kapara for Chaim, not for Mason. Yeah. Okay. Says Amara. Where am I now? Arachina only the Pnei Moshe and the Gilad Ephraim change the Girsa. Amra it says should we say Amra Rabbi Zeira Masisim say Rabbi Chanina. The fine writes like Rabbi Chanina says it all happens at the end of the day. Chomer b'soyer, there's a severity. This is the quote from the Brisa. Chomer b'soyer, Masha Ein came be Yom Kippur. There's severity by the goat which doesn't bloody Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur Masha Ein came be Masha Ein b'soyer by Yom Kippur. That which is not applied to the goat. Shiyom Kippur mechaper below soyer Yom Kippur atones without the goat. B'soyer mechaper below Yom Kippur, but the goat is not atoned besides with not for Yom Kippur, right? Now that's not the part that interests us so much. The part that interests the next part more, right? Chomer b'soyer. So the goat is more severe. In that mechaper miyad, it works immediately. Yom Kippur and mishatech shach Yom Kippur only when it becomes dark. Oh, it becomes dark. Motzoi Yom Kippur. Who's that a raya to? Who else after dark? Right, Sofa Yom, so that would be Rabbi Chanina. So it's a right here that the Sofa Yom is Mechaper. Okay? Says the Gemara, Amrei Behuna Rabbi says, he tops his Kumar Rabbi Yirmiyah. He gave another pshat. He says, I asked a question for Rabbi Yirmiyah. Varmi said, he potter, shall die to love his Sarachav, lo yivil. Maybe normally the middle of the day is Mechaper a little bit. That was talking about a case where they had a mind to bring another goat and they hadn't brought it yet. So Kodesh Baruch was waiting to see if they bring the goat before his mechaper. But in Echnami, normally the kapara can be achieved any time during the course of the day. You don't need to have dafka the korban being sacrificed. So says the Gemara, I understand. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. Kodesh Baruch Rois Hanol V'chaper Miyad. Why does Kodesh Baruch have to wait? You know, we can see what happens immediately. So this is not, the Gemara doesn't answer, it's not such a strong kasha, you know. This is, it's not, it's not that Kodesh Baruch Hu is in a rush. You just wait till it actually happens, you know. Just because Israel's not, doesn't mean he has to act on it immediately. But the Korban, Sharia Korban, has an interesting question. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. He says that, maybe, Rabbi Yossi asked a question. Rabbi Yossi had the question that Kodesh Baruch Hu was not v'yichaper miyad, right? But maybe says the Shurei Korban, maybe the reason Kodesh Baruch Hu was not v'yichaper miyad is because he wants to, in fact, to see what they do based on their bechira. Oh, it's interesting. He wants to say that it sounds almost like the Bechira Kodesh Baruch Hu is not aware of. So therefore, even though he knows it's going to happen, he wants to see how they exercise their Bechira in gathering the wood or doing whatever they have to do, you know, in gathering the material to do the, to the next part of the carbon. But it's basically what I'm trying to say, Sufum Tzar Abra. It could be that Kapora is Taket, Kapora is throughout the course of the day. So that's the case. Why was they, lost my train of thought.
Bryce says Yom Kippur is only Mechaper once it becomes dark. Right? It's like Rabbi Chanina. So Ravuna wanted to say, perhaps it's only because they had a mind to bring the Sawyer. So Rabbi Yossi said, you didn't have a mind to bring the Sawyer, that in itself should allow Yom Kippur to be Mechaper early. But so that the Rabbi Yossi says, no, perhaps it won't be Mechaper early because they're waiting to see how the results of this test. Alright, in any event, Mora doesn't answer. Mora doesn't say, because it doesn't give a clear-cut indication of what, when the kapar of Yom Kippur occurs, whether it's in the middle of the end of the day. We go on. Ksiv it says, ki dvar Hashem bozor. It says, if you made a mockery of the word of God, then you lose your portion of the karm. He kares, he kares. Any of us want to be so diray Torah, only though it's true of you, do you degrade diray Torah. Minar if you keep it mikra, I don't know, it's even one pasuk in the Chumash, but I make one Aramaic statement in the Chumash, the Kav HaChomer. And even Kav HaChomer, if you degrade the concept or a certain Kav HaChomer, Kav HaChomer, I don't know that, it's mitzvah sovei fair if you make a denigration of any mitzvah. Now let's give some examples. B'mikra, one pasuk says, V'achos Lotan Timna. The sister of Lotan was Timna. B'targum Echad. So that's mikra echad. That's the pasuk you make fun of. Why is the pasuk have to tell us who Lotan's sister was? And there's old Drush and Rashi here. Why the pasuk? They have to tell us that. The targum echad. So he makes fun of targum. It's vayikra lo lovin yikar sadusa. Why they have to put into the chumash? Why that lovin called the monument yikar sadusa, which Yaakov called galay. The kavachomer echad. So he makes fun of kavachomer. It's not kavachomer made by chomer. Kavachomer, which is implicit in the chumash. Or that's from the chumash. It says. Kishivasaim, you come kain, Lamech Shirim Shiva. If kain was granted 7 generations, so Lamech will be granted 77 generations. So somebody who makes fun of the Kavachomer has a problem. Is it somebody makes fun of the Kavachomer? Yeah, somebody makes fun of that Kav HaChomer is a problem. But the Torah obviously was trying to teach somebody that, somebody denies that, he's one of these bad guys. Okay? Says Gemara, Torah, another interpretation. Givar Hashem Boza, what's that degrade in the Word of God? Zeshu Maske Divitar, somebody mentions Divitar, but Malcolm Tinuk in an abominable place. Place which is disgusting. Kohada Rabila Vichabraya, and you see even Rabila is for the friends who are sitting. In front of the a hotel, and the rapture in the evening, and they couldn't see what was in front of them, but they knew there was some excrement there or something. I mean, they said Mao Dava Dilu Mao May Ramila Daraisa. Can we talk Torah because you can't see the Makom Tzuraf? I mean, they said no. We came Dilu Hava Yayimama. Since it would have been light, Havana Chamei, Makumel, we would say they were in front of us, Baram Kadonusa, so then, now, you can't read the Seder, even though it's night and we can't see it. It's an interesting thing, because there are all sorts of shilas, a person's place where people are not dressed properly, where the person can learn just by closing his eyes, or that's not sufficient, because, if he would open his eyes, he could see what's there, because the Rav Mishnah Tzmash has to be that the thing which prevents you from learning is physically removed, not just that you bar yourself from seeing it, like by nighttime or something like that. Okay. Says the Gemara, Bar Kapora, Amar Bar Kapora says, I skipped the line. No, okay. Bar Kapora, Amar Achaz, V'chom Ach, Yisrael, Rishraim, Achaz, and all the evil kings of Israel, and the Chaykh, the no portion of the world to come. My time, why? Komache, Naflu, all of their kings fell, inquiry by Emilai, none of them called on me. But seemingly they asked, if Hakas and Ochel Haba was enumerated in the same platter, meaning on the same high stature as kings. Vimei Uzio, it says, in the days of Uzio, Yoisa Machaz Yechizkiyahu Malcha Yehuda. So Hakas is mentioned there, even though he was a Rosha. Armon Zi said, Mineshu Yaboshas party. He got embarrassed easily. He wasn't brazen the by Yisrael or Novi. How so? My Boshu say, Lord, what do you do? Rabbi Yaakov Chamberlain, Rabbi Yosef Chamberlain, Levi said, At might say, you fight Bishor Shea Novi, but the Kachiko and Novi came to prosecute him. I had Barak Makatuni to go to a place which is Tomei, either the place where the laundry was, either because the laundry itself, you know, the vats of the laundry are disgusting, so the Novi won't get his Nebuah there. Or it could be because the women who are doing the laundry, they're undressed, right?
Because they're standing in the water and such like. So maybe that's why Novi's not going to come there. So he used to go to Makom Tuma. Kairos put a Makom Tuma and hide his face in that Tuma place. Says they put a laundry basket over his head. Long I tell you, ain't Shechina Shari Makom Tuma. I tell you that Shechina does not dwell in a Tuma place. Now it's a schus. He was still embarrassed a little bit. The double scene of the Tavitra says, I am Hashem Yoshio. Hashem said to Yeshaya, say, no, the cross of chos. Go out towards the chos of Tavishaya Shuban Echom. Who tried to shoot his son? El could say Talasa Brechol, you know. He was telling Yeshua to go out to Achas, to the edge of the upper pool of Mesil Stekoves, to the pathway of Stekoves. So obviously there was disgusting things going on there. So loyalty Kore Koves, don't not read it Koves, which is to the launderer, El Koves, but rather the person who used to suppress his countenance. Shoya Kovish Panov is to suppress countenance Borech and flee Mimenu from Yeshayo. So he asked, he used to go to the place where it was Kovish and be Kovish, hide himself, and hope Yeshayo didn't find him. Okay. Okay, so Bishoshia Novi Bola Kachko, Novi came to prosecute him by Abraham from Makom Tuma, he went to the Tommy place, go just put him Makom Tuma, and put his head into a Tommy place, so he wouldn't have to listen to the Nebuah. Right, Amem Nation, Nisiazin Obechor! The reason why I always mention is because this Bechor got killed. My time, I owe the Korean of Ora Prime, so I guess that I was, out of pity for him, he's numerated among the other kings in the pantheon of kings, because he had this great tragedy, even though it was a big Russia. Revelation Rabbi Mayanesha Aviv Tzadik. His father was a Tzadik Yosef, and that's why he's enumerated. That's why Menashe Loya Tzadik. Menashe was the son of Chizkiah. His father wasn't a Tzadik. He's not enumerated in the list of kings. So his father was a Rasha. Rasha, and his son was a Rasha. His father was Ochaz, and his son was Menashe.
So it still doesn't make any sense why
Ochaz is
enumerated.
Why?
Ochaz
is enumerated.
Why was he included?
No, because his father was tzaddik and his son was tzaddik. That's coming up. Menashe lo aviv tzaddik. Menashe, his father wasn't also a tzaddik. So that's what it was. Menashe aviv tzaddik ubno rasha. Menashe, his father was Chizkiah, was a tzaddik. His son was, I don't remember who you are, Yochum said that it was a Rasha. Chizkiah of a Rasha, but no Rasha. What?
Whose
son? Menashe's son?
Yes.
It's
a short name. Yo-Yochin?
No,
a very short name.
Menashe's son? Yeah. Okay. So maybe it's Ochos again. I don't know. Anyway, so be that as it may, Lamaise's son was a Rasha, even though his father was a tzaddik. Chizkiah, of course, he was an even much harder magic of Russia, but no Russia. Who's Chizkiah Omer? Hine Shalom Li, Shalina Shalom Marli Mar. For my peace, it was bitter on two sides. Marli Milfonai Meachos, Achos before me was bitter. Marli Meachorai Menashe, Menashe after me is bitter. Be that as it may, what Achos is not mentioned, because Achos is mentioned, both of Menashe. You see, because Achos, Aviv Tzadik of no Tzadik. He got uplifted on both sides. So Menashe was only picked up on one side. Achaz was picked up on both sides. Okay? And we'll see that sandwich that says, Yad liyad loyina kera, hand to hand will not cleanse of evil, but Vizera Tzadikim nimlot, the progeny of Tzadikim will be saved. Vizera Tzadik ein nimlot, doesn't say the progeny of Tzadik will be saved. And Ksivkat el Vizera Tzadikim nimlot. What does it mean? Zerah Shemutal Ben Shnei Tzadikim, a prodigy which is between two Tzadikim, they are saved, and that is interesting. Ochaz, even though there's Chelek Olamab, doesn't have Chelek Olamab, he merited special mention of Tanakh because he was the son of a Tzadik and the father of a Tzadik, and obviously there was some train of Tzidkus which passed through him, which had some residual positive impact. Okay? What's our topic? Dovra Acher. Yad liyad loy nake ra. What does it mean? For hand to hand will not be cleansed of evil. And wants to get immediate gratification, immediate reward. That doesn't work. Ramarai Pinozo says,
Kinishtama, like a person says, Ha Saka, here's the sack. Ha Sala, here's the coin. Ha Sa'asa, here's the grain. Kumku, go up and measure. In other words, he wants everything to occur right at once. It's not so pasha. It doesn't work that way. Not all schus is delivered immediately. You know that's true. Sharei Avos Olam, the patriarchs, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Ilu Bikshol Itol Schar Mitzvot Shasu B'Olam Hazeh, where they want to take the reward for mitzvot in this world. Meichan Oitzah Schus Kemes Livnei Machrem, from where they would the schus Avos for their kids subsequently. So obviously they didn't get the full reward, and what are the we should have schus Avos. Ushemoisha Amar Yisoytzah Moshe says Tamisol Zochay Des Bris Yaakov. I remember my Bris Yaakov because that schus still exists. At Echon I said schus avos kemes. To what point is it still schus avos? Right? And Chumar Lo Hashem Rabbi Chia Rabba Bar Nachma Rabbi Chitulus and Rabbi Chia Rabba Nachman Amar Lo Hashem Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Chia Rachel Hashem Rabbi Yavar Bar Zavda said Ad Yo Yochas. To Yochas it was schus avos. Because there it says by Yochas Ba'ichan Hashem Osam Ve'echem Ve'goymer Hashem had mercy upon them Ad Ato until this time. Those are shows schus avos kemes at time schus avos, not subsequently. Shua ma'ad Oshé until the time of Oshé the prophet, but I talk of last evil assault. Because Oshé said, now I reveal its disgusting nature, the name of it, in the eyes of its lovers. The Ishlet said, noble save Amisom Yodi, they won't save Amisom from my hands. Who are the Ish who won't save Amisom from my hands? And Ishel Avram means Avram's chus no longer counts. Go on, like it says, Vato Oshé, Eshel, so Ish kin of you, so who is called Ish? Then Ishel Yitzchak, Yitzchak is also called Ish. Go on, like it says, Mishel Azeh, Halech Masadeh Likrasenu, who's this man's going in the field towards us? Then Ishel Yaakov, Go on, Yaakov Ish Tav. So they're all called Ish, and it says Ish will no longer save us. This means chus avos finished back then. Hashem Levi Amir, no, not Eliyahu, until Eliyahu Navi. Not Eliyahu Navi by the Geula. Eliyahu Navi by Har Karmel says, "Va'ibal los amincha when the mincha rose, va'igash Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi drew nigh." But Rami said, "Hashem lo kei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yisrael yom yivadah. Let it be known today, today, ki ato lo kei Yisrael that you are God in Israel. Bani Avdecha, I am your servant. The goymer. In other words, today is the last day. After today, no longer it's chusavos. Rabbi Amir adi chizkiyahu to chizkiyahu and not ad bichlal." Says the Marbe Amisrael, he had great office in Lushalom and Kate. There was no end to peace, but it was for, it says the end of the Pasuk, the Pnei Moshe says, Kinat Hashem Tzvokos Tassizos. It was the jealousy of Hashem, which said that no longer the Schus Avos, no longer was any Schus Avos. Okay? I'm Rabbi Acher, Rabbi Acher says, Schus Avos Olam Kayemis. There's only Schus Avos. We rely on that, of course, Mizman Azad. Kerachum at Hashem Okech of a Goymer, Ad Vleishkaz Bezav Asech, Melamid Shabriz Kus El Shvati. It's not clear if this is a separate issue or not. But besides chus is also bris. Besides the chus of us, which may have stopped, there's a bris, a covenant between us and between the Shvatim Hashem, and that never ceases. Okay. Rabbi Nachman Sherei Bechi said, "I'm Rakhosh Baruch Hu Yisroel Ben Panai." He means some chus of us in general. If you see chus of us and Shemata, which is falling down, Chusimoshin is Modata, and Chusimoshin, which has already fallen down. Cling to acts of kindness. My time away, because it says, Kiarim Yamusha, the mountains will be cast aside by Gosiyotan, and the hills will collapse. Kiarim Yamusha, the mountains will be cast aside, so it's Chusavos. That's the merit of the forefathers. Gosiyotatno, and the hills will be put to a sink. Zeus Chusimos, that's the merit of the four mothers. What happens when they're gone? The Zeus come to Eloch. Nevertheless, subsequently it says, My charity or my kindness for you will not cease, nor will my covenant stumble. Amam Rachmeich Hashem, you are merciful, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and we will have to stop here for this evening. Okay.